All right, my name is J.R. Robinson, and once again, I would like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica from a Man's Perspective. As always, I got to say thank you to everybody who listened to the podcast. Thank you for the increase in numbers from the bottom of my heart, man. I appreciate it. Tonight, I'm going to do something different. I've been giving the topic in my introduction, but I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to give both the question and the topic in the introduction. So my question of the night is masturbation the ultimate escapism? Is masturbation the ultimate escapism? Now, for my topic, should you leave money on the nightstand after sex? So do me a favor, sit back and relax, smoke you one, crack a bottle of wine, do whatever you need to do. Give me a little bit of your time, and I'll be right back with the question of the night. So, like I've said, my question of the night is masturbation the ultimate escapism? Okay. This is one of those topics that, everybody does. I acknowledge everybody do it, you know. Don't really want to go into my first time doing it, my experience, because it's kind of funny. Let's just say I was knocked out for a while. Didn't know what happened, what was going on. Just knew that it was the best. And still to this day, one of the best feelings I ever had in my life, that first time. So I think a lot of people think that masturbation is just something to do when they're lonely or horny. For a good bit of people, yeah. But it can actually be so much more than that. For some people, it's a way to escape the stress of everyday life. It can be a way to relax and clear your mind, and it can be a lot of fun. Whether you're doing it for the first time or the 100th time, there's always something new to explore, so why not give it a try? There's no question that we all need a little escape from time to time. And what better way to escape than getting to know yourself or masturbating? That's right, masturbation is the ultimate form of escapism. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with getting in touch with yourself. And don't let people make you feel like, I know a lot of times the church has some nonsense going on that it was a sin, but the Bible is man written, you know what I'm saying, man interpreted. You know, men have sat down and decided what's sinful and what's not, and which to me is a bunch of bullshit, because actually, you're trying to control people's thoughts, people's actions, playing God. But that's a different podcast that I'm going to have. I'm going to have that religious podcast when it comes to religion and sex. You know, I think I've touched on it a little bit, but I haven't went really into details. But I'm definitely going to look into doing an update on that. So, I think, honestly, masturbation is perfectly natural. We all do it, and we love doing it. Shit, some of us need it. It's the one thing that will be something that we can always count on to make us feel better, no matter what. No matter what you're going through, no matter what is on your mind, no matter what is driving you fucking crazy, if you get a moment to yourself, and you just relax, turn on some music, light an incense or some candles, some scented candles, and just take the stress away. That's like almost as good as going on a date. Because once you're finished, all you want to do is go to sleep. Or get you a turkey sandwich, maybe some fruit juice. And so... get you something to end a perfect night. I think it's our go-to. It's It's our go-to when we're feeling that, that you know, feeling anxious, feeling stressed. Or sometimes when you fucking bored, you're like, you know what, let me go ahead and do this and just relax. You know, I ain't doing nothing else. I ain't going out. We living in the pandemic. So I might as well find some type of fun. And what better way to have some fun than doing it with yourself? It's one of those activities that we can always count on to relieve us of our burdens and worries. Even if it's just for a brief moment. Even if it's for, what, 3 minutes. It's worth it. And yet, for all the good that masturbation does for us, there's a lot of taboo surrounding it. And it goes back to what I was saying about as far as what the church tries to portray, how they try to portray masturbation. And more times than none, the same people who try to shit on it are the ones who actually are the worst, vile, disgusting so-and-sos that do stuff that's worse than masturbation. I don't even want to speak of the shit that they do because it drives me crazy. These so-called righteous motherfuckers can do stuff to people and get away with it, but then try to condemn you because you try and touch yourself and get you a little satisfaction. Get the fuck out of here, man. But the truth is, there's nothing wrong with it. And don't let nobody convince you that there is. If they don't want to do it, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Get away from me because I want to experience a little joy with myself. You don't know what I got going on. You don't know how these bills piling up on my goddamn coffee table. You don't know that I ain't got no gas. You don't know that I got to pay child support for 3 kids. And I got like bologna sandwiches, little Debbie cakes, and Sunny Delight juice in my refrigerator. I'm trying to think how I'm going to get to the next day. Miss me with that. There's no need to be ashamed of when it comes to masturbating. It's something that people do. Now I'm going to give you the various forms of masturbation. There are many different ways to masturbate. People can enjoy different ways of touching themselves and stimulating their own bodies. Some people enjoy touching or rubbing their genitals directly, while others may enjoy touching themselves all over their bodies before focusing on their genitals. Some people use such objects as dildos, vibrators, and other, even their own fingers to stimulate themselves. Many enjoy incorporating fantasies and visual stimulation into their masturbation by watching certain types of pornography, reading erotic stories, or using sex toys that resembles other body parts or real life partners. Sometimes listen to a podcast about sex. As with anything else, experimentation is the key to find out what gets you off. The benefits of masturbation. Masturbation can provide many benefits for both men and women. For men, masturbation can help release sexual tension. Amen. Amen. Provide relief from stress and can also help improve erectile function. For women, masturbation helps to relieve stress, provide relief from menstrual cramps, and can also help improve sexual function. And I didn't know it provided relief from menstrual cramps. First time I heard that. I've never talked to anyone, and they've never said to me that, oh yeah, masturbation helped me, you know, when it's that time of the month. Wow. You look, that theory that you learn something new every day, that is true. Ever since I started this podcast, I've learned so much about the human body and relationships and people's mindset when it comes to sex. I didn't know so many people who's anti-sex. I heard, like, you know, some folk tales, but I'm like, nah, man. As good as sex feel, you ain't gonna tell me there's a bunch of... Now, I understood that people in the church and religious people and people who may have, you know, some things going on with them mentally, I understood that. But just regular everyday people who get up and do a 9-to-5 gig and deal with stress and deal with nonsense, they ain't fucking. But that's for another podcast, you know. Additionally, masturbation can help improve one body image and self-esteem. Now, I ain't never had no problem with my self-esteem, so I don't know about that. And my body image, shit is what it is. I'm solid. I'm big. I'm healthy. Thick. The drawbacks of masturbation. There are a few potential drawbacks to masturbation, though they are mostly psychological. First, some people feel guilty about masturbation. That goes back to what I was saying earlier. Either because of religious beliefs or because they think it's dirty or wrong. This can lead to a feeling of shame, low self-esteem. Second, people who masturbate a lot may start to prefer masturbation to sexual activities with their partners, which can lead to relationship problems. Now, I've never had that. I've heard it. I've seen it on TV. And, I mean, people actually will prefer to sit there and watch porn or touch themselves than being intimate with a hot-blooded person next to him. For everyone, you know, everybody got their different strokes. I understand that. I don't understand how you got someone who butt-ass naked laying next to you compared to someone that you see on the screen or that you see or that you read about, and you have to build up an image of them. Whereas you got someone who is breathing, their heart is pumping. That they sometimes a person can look like they are, like, you know, you ever seen that image of a pig on a platter with the apple in his mouth? And I'm not saying, you know, women or men are pigs, but I'm saying the image for me, sometimes I've had that image. I've walked in the room and a woman was in the bed and I actually saw her with an apple on her mouth. So, yeah, I mean, I can't understand it. I can't grasp why you would spend that much energy. Now, if you're alone, if you ain't got nobody next to you, okay, you got to do what you got to do. Fuck it. I got to visualize. I got to create a Weird Science type chick in my head. Anybody who hasn't seen Weird Science, please check it out. It is one of the most... Back in the day, for a young kid, it was interesting. So, please check out Weird Science. But yeah, I would have to create that. If you're like by yourself and you're chilling and you don't have no one to satisfy that need, then you create an image of someone in order to get that orgasm to pop off. Plain and simple. To wrap this up, masturbation is often seen as the form of escapism, and it can provide a temporary release from the stresses of everyday life. However, it's important to remember that masturbation is a normal and healthy part of human sexuality. There's nothing wrong with enjoying a little solo pleasure from time to time. If masturbation has become the problem or interfering with your everyday life, then you need to check that shit and make sure that if it's more than what you can handle, you might have to really sit down and talk to someone. Don't be scared to let someone know, hey, I got a problem. I like masturbating. I'm not trying to make light of the topic, but I'm just saying if you need to talk to someone other than, you know, a friend, and you know, nowadays you can actually do a lot of video conference. You don't have to sit before someone and let them know what's going on with you. So, you know, feel free to think outside the box if masturbation is a problem. If not, enjoy yourself. And on that note, I'll be right back with the topic. And now, for the topic of the night. Should you leave money on that nightstand after sex? asked me this question 20 years ago, I'd have been like, hell yeah. It's expected that you leave some goddamn money on that damn nightstand. Don't you walk out that door and don't leave me no ends for no gas or no lunch money or a little something towards the rent. Don't you walk out of here and don't leave no scrilla. don't put no shekels on my table. Shit, I done gave you all this good loving and you talking about you about to escape and not pay for these service rendered? Oh no, not happening. But being a man of a certain age and who has grown mentally as well as every other way I can, nah. If someone was to leave money on my nightstand, I would be like, I'm good. You don't have to do that. I got my money. I appreciate you, you know, thinking about me in that way. But if they force it on me, if they push it in my hand, then I'm not going to turn it down. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times, it's expected. And I would say most women expect it, but nowadays, the men have caught up. Men are making it known, look, you're going to have to pay for this. You're not getting no free dick. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of men who do, you know, who do give it out because they ain't got nothing else going on for them. You know what I'm saying? That's no knock. You know, everybody can't think like me. Everybody can't have a mentality. Well, I don't have it now. But when I was younger, my mentality was, yo, I'm treating you good just like you treat me good. You know what I'm saying? You want me to pay you money with my money. Ante up. Shit. You got the wrong motherfucker. That's when I was, you know, wilding. Out in the clubs and, you know, I ain't have no sense of direction. You know, everything's centered around Rob. You know, but this debate is as old as time itself. Some people say it's a sign of appreciation, while others see it as an insult. So, what's the verdict? We all hear, we all heard the saying: the best things in life are free. But is that true? Hell no. Hell no. When it comes to sex, leaving money on the nightstand can definitely be a turn-on. After all, what's more exciting than knowing that your partner is so satisfied with your performance that they're willing to pay for it? However, there are a few things to consider before you start leaving cash on the nightstand after a good romp in the sack. For starters, you need to make sure your partner is comfortable with the idea. Some people may feel like they are being brought, which can kill the mood. I have experienced that. I know some women who, you know, when I did try to leave a little, you know, leave some ends on the table, they were like, what are you doing? Don't treat me like that. Don't come at me like that, partner. I'm not some hoe you just come over and dig into and leave. Take your money. I got my own money. Okay, shit. My bad. I apologize. Damn. You know, I didn't do it to offend you. I was just, you know, I look around and, you know, you got the washcloth that, you know, that I've used to wipe off with. So I figured that you might need some more, you know, need some more towels or some more items up in your empty apartment. But I'll take my little money. If your partner is okay with it, then go ahead and leave some cash on the nightstand. But don't overdo it. And what I mean by that, a few bills would be just enough. You don't have to. It depends. If they expect a couple of hundreds, and if you got that understanding that that's what they're going to get, okay. But they're not expecting anything and will be grateful for anything that you leave, then shit, $20, $50, maybe $100, you know, Maybe gas money, maybe money for lunch, maybe money for a Happy Meal. Anything is appreciated because you don't have to give it to them. You know what I'm saying? And finally, don't forget to thank your partner for a great time. Leaving money on the nightstand can be a nice gesture, but it's not the only way to show your appreciation. Pros and cons. On one hand, leaving money on the nightstand make you feel like a prostitute. Bottom line, some people don't want to admit to that, but it's that feeling of, is that the only way they see me? As if I'm some type of hoe? As if I'm some type of cheap ass, you know, void for them to deposit themselves into, or for them to get their rocks off with. On the other hand, some people feel like it's a way to show appreciation for a good time. And let's be honest, sex is a lot of work. If you're putting in the effort, you deserve to be compensated. And this is the mentality of a lot of people. So what's the right way? Honestly, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. It depends on your personal preference with a lot of things. You know, your personal preference is pretty much your rule and guide when it comes to damn near everything you do in life. If you're comfortable with it, leaving money on the nightstand is a nice way to show that, hey, you have really provided a need. You've taken care of some stress that I may have had. I got a little extra. I see that you may need some. You know, I know school's about to start back up. Kids need haircut. Kids need some food, some Similac. Similac. But, you know, I'm trying to bless you. And I'm trying to, you know, help you out. Why some people think it's a good idea to leave money on the nightstand after sex. It's no other way to put it. It's a big thank you. You know, it's not nothing to degrade you or to look down upon you, you know, is, hey, thank you. Plain and simple. Some may think that it's a way to ensure that their partner is financially compensated for their efforts. Ultimately, it's up to the couple to decide what works best for them. While some people think it's a bad idea to leave money on the nightstand, first, they believe it's tacky. It sends the wrong message. And it goes back to what I said as far as you looking at me as some type of prostitute or someone less than you. That I need your fucking money. That I need you. Someone who I've been, you know, spending time with to take care of me. Nah, I'm good. And sometimes that's been a turn on. Not to be, you know, cursed out or not for someone to make me feel like I belittled them or embarrassed them, but the fact that they stand up for themselves and they say, you know what, I don't need you to take care of me. I may be going through it, but I need you for one thing, and that's to come over here and spend some time with me, and we, you know, are intimate or we do whatever, and you go about your business and my life continues. I don't need shit from you. To hear that actually made me want someone else more. Just when I think I was getting ready to walk out there, I'm like, God damn, girl, shit. You know what? Let me go ahead and take these clothes off and we resume, you know? But in my experience, and talking with a whole bunch of cats, a whole bunch of guys who have pretty much experienced the same thing, oh, that money is wanted and needed and expected. And it's normally around the time you get paid, the 1st and the 15th, you can best believe your phone is going to be ringing off the hook. You're going to get all types of DMs. You're going to get, hey, I'm making some spaghetti. Why don't you pick up some wine? And by the way, could you grab some candles? Oh, okay. I know what time it is. But then you fall into the trap. You don't mind. Sometimes you don't mind spending that cheddar if you know what they got and what type of dessert you're going to get after dinner, after that spaghetti dinner. Shit. Especially when you hit a lick at work and you got crazy overtime. Shit. What? What? Secondly, they believe that it can lead to arguments over who gets the money. And finally, they believe it could give an impression that sex is all about money. And for some people, for some high-class jerk that has money, that's how they look at sex. All right, I need some sex. I ain't trying to have a relationship. I got a couple of dollars for you. I'm going to make it worth your while. It's going to be beneficial to you if you have sex with me. Not even thinking beyond the fact that money is not what they want, but they want your time, they want you, they want your love, and they want you to be on the same page as them when it comes to sexuality, relationships, or whatever, when it comes to being intimate. It can create a sense of equality between partners, with one person feeling like they're being paid for their services. Additionally, it can also feel less intimate. It can also feel like as if we shouldn't even have sex, because there's no meaning behind it but money. And that's not where I'm coming from. That's not what I need. I don't need just to have sex with you for money. I need a relationship. I need a connection. I need a belief in something that's going to grow beyond us fucking. Overall, it's up to the couple to decide whether or not to leave money on the nightstand after sex. If both partners are comfortable with it, then go ahead and make the arrangement. Go ahead and decide how you're going to do it. And have fun. Enjoy. Don't make it into a transaction. Don't make it into a... I'm providing a service. If you're really feeling each other, and if it's one of those things where the person is okay with taking the money because they got stuff going on, and the person is okay providing the money, okay, that makes for a good time spent together. But if you sense any hesitations or any drama that may come from it, don't do it. Don't come out your pocket. Don't mention it, because you're going to embarrass a person. You're going to make them feel like they ain't shit. You're going to make them feel like they are the scum that's on the bottom of your shoe. And they probably ain't going to fuck with you, because they're going to always remember that feeling when they think of you, how you made them feel by coming out your pocket talking about they need some money. Whereas on the other hand, it's expected. Don't you come over here talking about you want some something to eat and you want some loving and you ain't got no goddamn money. You might as well not knock on my door. You got me fucked up. If you thinking that you're going to come over here and you ain't got no money. And this is me thinking that. This was me back in the day. I had it where it was like, you know what? I don't need to, you know, just be doing it to do it shit. I need that $450. Rent coming up. Shoot, don't come on. Don't play. Don't play. You already know. You know who I am. You know what's expected. Shit, you can't just come over and tell me you love me. What love got to do with it? Shit, miss me with that. I love myself. That was my motto. I love myself. I don't need you to love me. I need you to do what I need you to do. Whatever that was, whatever selfish thing I had going on, I needed that person to do what I needed them to do. And once we done, go ahead and ante up. You go ahead and take a shower. You know, you grab your bottle of water or grab you a Snapple. Oh shit. It's so funny because I see that 1998, that's, I can relive that as if I'm seeing it replay itself right before me. After the divorce, man, love didn't have nothing. I don't even think about no goddamn love. Fuck love. What can you do for me? And I didn't come out my mouth and say it because I had I have a way about me where I don't have to say stuff. And people can kind of like pick up on the vibe just by knowing me or having talked with me, know how I moved. So, I mean, I've had times where people actually came over and said, so you don't want to be bothered because I ain't got no money, huh? And I wouldn't say no. I'll just sit and look at it, flip the channel, you know. In my mind, I'm like, hell yeah, shit, you talking about you don't get paid or you, what? I don't want to hear that. And it wasn't pimp mentality, but I guess it was, you know, borderline. The only thing I didn't demand it and I didn't slap nobody up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't ride by to collect my money. My money was already... My money was always brought to me. You know what I'm saying? Don't talk about you coming over here and you ain't got no ends. What? Stop playing, girl. Stop. I mean, shit, I think it was a couple of times I stood at the door and wouldn't let nobody in. You know, when they made it known that, you know, they didn't have anything or when I felt like I wasn't going to get anything, I would put my foot at the door, at the bottom of the door, like, yeah, what's up? I know you got somebody in. I ain't got nobody in here. I'm just tired. You ain't tired. You ain't worked in 2 days. You off. You go back to work in the morning or the next day. Why are you so tired? Who you fucking? Look, man, you know, I just got stuff to do. I got other things going on. And all because I didn't get what I want. And trust me, I'm not the only one who think like that, who thought like that, who think like that to this day. There's still people who run that same bullshit. What you coming over here for? You ain't got nothing for me. If you ain't got nothing for me, I ain't got nothing for you. Dick included. That's right, I said it. Shit. Well, like I said, a lot of people have that mindset that if you're not leaving money on the nightstand, if you're not providing some type of financial appreciation, then what you for? What are you for? What do I need you for? You know? I get sex from anybody. Look at me. Look at me. I get sex from anyone. I don't just need sex. I get that from anywhere. It's a terrible mentality. It's one that I'm not proud of. It's one that I felt like I wasn't raised to be that way. I that's something that I learned by watching people or listening to people, and then I developed my own way of being. And for the most part, I feel bad that I was like that, you know. And it's experience. You go through experiences in life, and they reshape you as a person. They change your mindset. They things are supposed to happen in order for you to become a better person. Certain things have to happen in order for that to take effect. You know what I'm saying? You have to be negative. You have to be someone who ain't shit. You have to be trifling. You have to be a knucklehead in order to become opposite of that. And for me, I'm no different. I've experienced a lot of stuff, but I've also grown as a person, as a partner, and as someone who knows right from wrong, and who understand that, you know, you just can't treat people any kind of way in order to get what it is that you want. Overall, it's up to the couple to decide whether or not to leave the money on the nightstand after sex. If both partners are comfortable, then go ahead and have fun, and in an erotic way, add an extra element to your sex life. However, if your partner is uncomfortable with the idea, it is probably one of the best things to do by avoiding it and not do it. On that note, I want to say thank you to everyone who has listened to this podcast. This has been one of the better podcasts that I've done. I think sometimes, a lot of times I do the podcast in the house, but right now I'm doing it in the car. And the fact that I can, like, sit away from a computer and actually do the podcast and, you know, drink a smoothie or sit here and just think about some things helps me have a better podcast. You know, I'm still trying to make it, you know, better than what it was the last time I've done it. I appreciate the questions, the criticisms, the Cash Apps, greatly appreciated. I did get a Cash App from, oh my God, I think it was Terry last week. So Terry, thank you for the Cash App. Greatly appreciate that. Terry is someone who just started listening from one of the social media platforms that I put the podcast on. And when I say put the podcast on, the podcast is on Anchor and Google and Spotify and a couple of other podcast hosts. But I don't actually put the podcast itself on Facebook. I just put, like, the advertisement. I don't actually put the recording. So she saw the advertisement, went to listen to my podcast, liked it, and sent me a couple of dollars. So I greatly appreciate. And that's what I say when I say that the work or the appreciation come from people doing stuff like that. That's what I mean. Don't know me, but I said something that caught her attention that she liked. And that makes you feel good as a content creator. I mean, there's a lot of people who beg for money. I get it. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people feel like their time is money. I get it. I understand it. But if you're a man, and I'm not knocking any male content creators who collect cash, I'll never do that. I'll never go into another man's pocket. But let me put it like this. Me being a man, I can make my way. And if making my way is providing relationship conversations or, you know, sharing some, you know, information about my day, or what I used to do back in the day, and if that can make me a dollar, then I'm fine. I don't need to, hey, Cash App me this because I'm doing this for you. Nah. That just comes from an old school mentality. And I got shitted on. Someone actually said, I don't believe you actually do a podcast and you'll ask people for money. For what? For what? You can go listen to anybody else for free. If you choose to give somebody money, that's because you like their content, you like their personality, or you just want to support them because you think they're good. Everybody don't think I'm good. Everybody don't like my podcast. I've had family members like, you need to stop. What? Just because you want to sit at home and sit on the porch and drink sweet tea and not do anything beyond what you're doing, I'm supposed to fuck out of here. Until I leave this earth, ain't nobody dictating nothing. But anyway, man, I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. Thank you again, Terry, for the Cash App. And if there's anything you want to talk to me about, or question me about, or debate me about, hit me up at whenhespeaksherotica@gmail.com. And as long as you respect, but we can have a good conversation. We can have a healthy debate. We can have a healthy back and forth. I'm open to anything and anybody. You know what I'm saying? I have no qualms with people telling me that they don't like my shit. Okay. Well, tell me how I can do it better. Well, if you ain't got no way to, you know, enlighten me on how I can be a better content creator, then, you know, say your piece and go about your day. Plain and simple. And on that note, man, everybody take care of themselves. It's about to get colder. You know, go ahead and start preparing yourself for this flu season. Be careful out here, you know, being around a lot of people, man, and just, you know, be safe. And on that note, I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.